After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Bing. After watching that movie.
Hey. Yo, we gonna get another show started that's called Before After Buzz.
Cause stop with the Phaedra Parks laugh. Like, I need this stuff. Cause I learned that. See? And that's funny. Cardi B laughed like that too.
I learned Cardi that. Cardi B likes to suck dick. That's why.
That's a horny. No, listen. That's a horny laugh.
That's a
when
horny laugh.
When you ain't
gotten
none in a while.
When you ain't gotten none in a while.
Dehydrated.
Real Housewives.
Thirsty, honey, thirsty.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Jessica, here in studio for the Love of Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV after show. Y'all listen to Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
I'm joined in studio by my favorite beepers in the world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
You know what I mean? Like, me and Courtney just be here all day.
We be here all day. Monday, you can find us all day long.
Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet
Messy
Mondays.
Messy Mondays.
That's right. That's right. Give me some.
I mean, I don't know if she's seen the episode or not because she won't come.
I mean,
so
I don't even know if I know who she is.
Anymore.
I
haven't
seen her in so long. I'm pretty sure I've seen her since 2015.
She was late.
What's her name again?
Miss Trinae Tom.
Hey, you guys. What's up, you guys?
Done flying her Cocoa Puffs.
Where you been? Where you been? The fro gone?
You know,
she got a new jacket.
You been doing it so together.
The
I found me a Peter Gunn.
I was going to say, you been doing it so well, girl. They just straighten the hair out and everything.
You know how he gets girls? Changed their life.
The leathers is nice, though. It's soft.
Girl,
it's
the only thing that you and Peter Gunn have in common is that your jacket looked like the same shade of color as
that's
his feet.
That's y'all high yellow, man. That's
know.
It.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
We have the one, the only.
He
saved y'all.
He's trying to find a wife, y'all.
Where's she at? Holla at your boy.
You should have heard the conversation
we had about
him.
He's about to be the Negro Bachelor.
We ain't
doing it. Oh, my God. We need to make you the Negro Bachelor.
And look at his photo, y'all. This is your new MCM.
And he discovered his sexy tonight.
Can we zoom in on?
Can I get a
Man Crush Monday?
No, legit.
Man Crush Monday.
If you guys, hold on. If y'all watch the Love & Hip Hop app for years, I know you guys have been here with me and Stephon. So what I need everyone to do, and we're going to do this on Monday, and I need this to happen. Go to Stephon's page right now.
Yes. It's not the fire no more, y'all.
No,
go
no.
to I Am Stephon
Wallace. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Stephon's page. This is directions right here. Stephon, we're going to go to Stephon's Instagram page.
Because we know y'all love him. Go to his page on Monday.
I'm going to need you guys to take the first picture. We're going to snapshot that, and we're going to save that for Monday.
Please,
are we
please
doing
don't,
that?
Yes.
Every Monday. Every Monday.
February 29th. Y'all snapshot the picture now so you don't forget which one to use.
It was uploaded 31 minutes ago. Can we get that pulled up?
Yes.
Yo, listen.
Stephon, I'm the host of this show. Shut your mouth. So here's what I need everyone to do. We got that pulled up. Snapshot this picture
Look
on
at
Monday.
That chest to waist ratio.
I need you guys to join me.
That is a nice
in
chest
Man
to waist
Crush
ratio.
Monday. Stephon Wallace's.
He's going to be picture. Our Man Crush Monday, guys.
Yes. Because finally, Stephon has taken a picture in which he feels
very sexy.
Is sexified.
He never feels sexy, ladies. Sexified.
You see Did how you he got that undershirt hanging out like that? Yeah. No, you that's me? Sexy.
You know what I'm saying? Really
sexy. He's showing yeah, that like torso length.
I love that right
trying
there.
Trying to show y'all the V, basically.
Speaking what of I'm of saying is, it's the Henley with like the messy, though.
Yes. Dude, you win. We it's, got it's, Man Crush Monday. You're going to be trending.
Man Crush. We're going to make you trend. Monday on Instagram. Man Crush Monday.
Y'all think I'm fucking around. 9 a.m.
We doing
check,
it.
Check my Insta. Yes.
I didn't even get a. I didn't even get.
And
a,
I'll be regramming whatever proper, he put up because I'm supposed
intro.
To.
Hi.
No, you need nobody. You
bitch,
don't
what
need
kind of intro?
Is they
that?
Know who you are.
We done gave you the plug.
We giving you a Man Crush Monday.
500 followers.
Okay, all I mean, the ladies in the universe that be saying, down. "I love Stephon. Stephon's the best thing that ever happened to this show."
Now we giving you your reason.
I was gonna say in my intro,
and he's looking for a wife. It could be you.
I was gonna say in my intro, shout out to Yvonne Ball 34 who just started following me. Less than 2 minutes ago.
He's giving shout outs, y'all.
Man Crush Monday.
Make
Monday.
His hotline lead.
It's going to be like AfterBuzz, Black Hollywood Live.
Make his hotline
lead. Hotline lead.
The swan over here.
Hotline lead.
Hotline.
All right, wait. Pause. Before we get into the episode, speaking of, you know, not feeling sexy, I actually got to sit down with the one and only Miss Cardi B.
Hey, was nice.
Stephon joined me. We went to VH1 because, you know, I had to make sure that no funny business was going to happen. We got down to the there and you know Cardi B, I gotta say this as you guys watch the interview, I think I like the team that she's around.
That's good.
I feel
that's
like
good.
She's around people who are gonna push her to do things that she's wouldn't never
do,
seen before
or
experienced
about.
And I think they're gonna really help her put her on.
Praise the Lord.
I was gonna go two ways with the interview, but instead I just decided, you know what, she's 23 years old.
Damn,
so
I thought
young.
She was older than
me
that.
Too.
I did too.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
She
as
live,
I'm listening
y'all.
To
she
her,
lived.
She has lived. You can tell by her skin. But she is a sweet girl.
That's just a
nice girl.
Liquor. She needs some.
She
hydration.
Was sweet. She did say some things like as I watched the interview back, I was like, because I was concerned. I think she was like high and a little bit tipsy.
Okay.
Which all more power to her.
Or could have been exhausted.
High right
she
now.
She could have been tired.
It could have been exhausted. She did a lot of interviews, Jesse.
Yeah, you done that.
I'm just gonna play devil's advocate.
Don't
a little
make
bit.
Any assumptions.
That's so nice of you.
It's
guys.
A good year for her.
So, anyways, within the interview, there were things that, like, you know, I can't wait for a second interview because as I watched the interview back, I was like, did she really just say that? Because it was like hard to like really kind of hold on to her conversation.
Sure.
But she Hold said there were some things in there, like she said she really wants her music. She said some beautiful things. Let's start with the positive first. Mm-hmm. She said that she, you know, really wants young girls to understand that what you guys see on TV isn't so glamorous and that there is a negative lifestyle behind it. I loved her message to little kids. And then it was like, I went back and watched it. I was like, wait, did she really just say that her mixtape is going to make people feel like Sasha Fierce and they're going to make them want to fuck N-word and beat bitch's ass?
Oh. Hey, if that's what we're going for. This
you know, but it was like, I would get that kind of answer and then all of a sudden it was like, core. No, little girls shouldn't be out there prostituting.
Yeah.
It was like she had to remember inside her head, no, my publicist told me not to act like that.
But this is the beautiful thing
I'm
within
free.
Her.
I don't have to live
She's never anymore. Been around people who have really tried to corrected her and I think that now that she is at 23 years old, I'm interested to see where she's going to be by 26. Because I think she's the type of girl like, you get her in a Jocelyn, where Jocelyn goes in and she goes in as Jocelyn into everything. Where I think Cardi, we're going to see Cardi grow. Hopefully. Aww. I don't know.
Range?
I don't know. Cause at
you
the
think
end,
there's range?
I don't know, because at the end of the interview, I did say, like, you know, I could totally see you acting. And she was like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Like, I was like, okay.
So she's living just
grow,
to live.
Grow, Cardi, grow. Yeah.
But we want go grow, Cardi, yes. grow.
Butterfly.
Maybe you could become her spiritual coach or something.
Spread your wings, girl.
You're obviously speaking life into her.
We had a really good connection.
You know?
I'm an
you can
advocate.
Become a butterfly.
I'm an advocate for like mentorship, like they do with the young athletes that come into like the NBA or NFL.
Mentoring
they put mentors around them.
Well, wait,
veterans.
Yeah, but it has to be good ones because what's your
really
name
well.
From Mob Wives? Thinks she can be the mentor, Renee.
And so
this
does so does Tara. Lord. So maybe we don't need to go. We need to look outside and not within that community.
Honey. Don't look within.
Just look for the positive energy, Cardi girl.
The thing is, if you're looking
you got
for
charisma.
A spiritual coach, you know where to find them.
Yeah,
right.
You
here
know?
On
so,
and I will say, y'all need to check out the interview. Jesse did an amazing job.
Yes, he did.
Also, I felt like Cardi was. It seemed like it's also new to her that she was like sort of conflicted and confused at times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As far as me asking her question, and she's like, wait, what did you say?
She got to process it.
She got to process
that,
it.
Yeah, she's got to process
it. She also ain't as hyphy as we see on TV.
Mm, no.
Well, it's all, you know.
Very toned
in. She definitely has some, like, pullback moments on TV. It's not like she's always like, ha, 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 ha. Because even when, like, the girls were fighting in the studio, she was sitting in her chair like, oh, shit, I didn't know what was going on. So she definitely shows.
That's what I got the whole interview.
Yeah.
She gave a couple.
It's also rough, though, with a girl like that coming from, like, a volatile life.
Yeah.
Having to fend for herself.
And she talks about it. She randomly, I didn't even ask her, and she telling me about her ex.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Overall, though, from my, where I stood, my perspective, wonderful girl. She was cool.
She was. I enjoyed cool. it.
Cardi, shout out to you.
And like I said, I wasn't going to make a full judgment on her until I met her, because I had to like really understand. And it's all, like, what we see on TV is just a playful girl who's trying to laugh and have fun. But I love Cardi. Check out the interview. It's on AfterBuzz right now.
Yep. All
right, let's talk about the episode, though. So we got Cisco and Rich. Cisco being a bitch up in this motherfucker.
No.
Which, by the way, I had to have a conversation with my roommate, y'all. Because, like, he really, like, I said to him, I was like, look, I know you like Cisco. He was like, no, Jesse. He's like, you don't understand.
I love Cisco.
If Cisco was right here, I would pass out my panties with
earmuffs. Earmuffs.
I was like, first of all, you wearing panties? he was like, I would have passed out. He was like, Cisco is the finest man in my entire life. He said to me, he was like, Jesse, you interview celebrities every day. If you told me that I had to go interview Cisco, I would have lost my voice. I said,
what?
For Cisco?
Hey, make sure we get the live feed, because there's some good stuff going on today. I want the live feed.
Yeah, we need the live feed.
Oh, yeah.
Because, actually, we talked about it. When did I talk about the pink sock with you guys? Google pink sock. That's a new one for you guys.
Ew. I really am about to Google it right now.
Cisco looks like a pink sock.
Lord.
Is it somebody that has pink eyes?
No, honey. No.
I couldn't appreciate Cisco.
You betrayed your brother. Would you feel that way? Like, let's pretend I'm playing in the straight squad, right? Stefan, and like, we went and had Thai food the other day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I decided,
Jesse and I had Thai food the other day. Don't show it to me.
You don't want to see
it. I don't
want to
see
that. That is disgusting.
Do not Google pink sock.
The last time
you
did some purple shit to me, I couldn't eat
for
like.
That was called a blue waffle.
Blah, blah, blah. Don't show me anything.
No, don't.
All right, so let's pretend we're in a creep squad of our own, right?
Okay.
We're
not really, though, guys. But
we're not, because I'm gay.
We're just pretending.
But if you were.
So let's say, you know, we got some two hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
We're getting Thai food. And, you know, I decide to, hey, you know what? I want to join. I'm going to have a taste of your plate.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're always going out for apps all the time.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's
is
the thing.
It like, yo, bro, like, you fucked up the bro code?
I'm going to say
is
it like,
a bro code when it comes
I'm kind of shocked at that happening in New York, because, you know, I come from Miami, sort of East Coast.
I mean, it is the East Coast.
Yeah, but people don't like to, like,
really.
They don't like to claim
Miami
us as East Coast.
Like,
yeah, they call us the bottom. Yo, if you talk to East Coast people,
it's not really.
And I go,
East Coast.
I'm from the East Coast. They go, yeah, you're not from the East Coast.
It's not
and
East
they
Coast dumb and it's not even really
from Boston.
Like, yeah, they call it. They call it more in the South or the bottom.
Beach,
anyway, I digress. East Coast people coming to Cali, I found out that guys out here are super sensitive. Like, they claim every girl that they're with, right? Mm. So they can be
sounds
with like five
very
different girls.
Very gay boy.
And they're like, that's my girl. That's my girl too. No, that's my girl too.
She'd be like, well, I talk to that person. I talk to that one. Who bitch you want I gotta talk to?
Right.
I gotta damn go on motherfucking search in Africa fucking somebody. Shit.
So
I'm drunk. Sorry.
What I'm saying
like,
is.
So, what is this, high school? Like, when has it been okay to
out here in Cali, like, that's how they act. It's very sensitive.
So in Miami, you can fuck each other's bitch. And it's like, yeah, bro,
No. You it's cannot like, fuck each other's
you
bitch.
You did that? You got that too?
Yeah.
Listen,
you got an elite.
Y'all stay
right
couldn't.
Now.
Don't
you
break the gun. Don't tears the harder anymore.
Yeah, the thing about Rich.
What about Maria?
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Got
here's
bitch.
What I'm
you
saying.
Got that Bombay
Super
too.
Soaker. I'm glad you brought up Yorma. Y'all stupid. I'm glad you brought up Yorma. But yeah, represent South Florida.
Hey.
I'm glad you brought up Yorma because here's the thing. If DJ Self, who is also a creep,
yes,
and I'm Rich or I'm Cisco and Yorma's in the streets, even if she's acting out of pocket, I can't take Yorma down because that's Self's woman. That's his girlfriend.
Okay, but that's his girlfriend that he claimed.
One of these. So if you claim one, you can claim one.
Yeah, but you could take down.
But in this
Rose,
situation,
if Rose was in the street talking noise, she could take down. Like, she ain't a part of it.
I'm a smasher.
So Mariah Lynn is smashable.
Yes, that's fair game. That ain't your lady. Get out of here.
Diamond Strawberry, not smashable.
Right. That's why Cisco's catching feelings. He's like, that's my chick.
Cisco catches feelings easily though because he's fat. He get doesn't. Him. He can't keep a woman.
Get
him. So the minute that
he can't produce a track.
Right. So the minute he gets in with a woman,
Lenene, Yorma's a stupid bitch. Like, whoa.
Why?
Take it easy.
Whoa. We didn't even Yorma's see Yorma today.
Apparently it is the wettest, though.
And light skin always in their feeling. Compared to my exes, I agree with that.
Y'all stupid. Nobody's girlfriend. Amen, honey.
Well, she low-key was supposed to be like Cisco's girl.
She did move across country and leave her child behind.
For Cisco.
Her child, yes.
She's her dog. She had the dog, too.
Can we just talk about who I'm really worried for is Peter, who is stuck in 1997 with these jean fucking jackets and shirts.
He's sexy, okay?
You can't, DMX. You can't be worried for Peter. You have to be absolutely terrified for two men that feel like Peter should be the mediator for their situation.
For in life.
Peter's the worst person.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
Peter should not even exist.
I want my bros to be back.
Peter is so bad that if he was the mediator.
Like, use y'all to catch more hoes to get pregnant. What are y'all doing? Y'all fighting?
You're supposed to say to Peter when he starts giving advice, nigga, shut up. That's how you talk to Peter.
How far along is she? You just said, how
you
far along is
you hit him with the homie the clown sock.
No, how far along are they? How far along are they?
They.
Peter.
They.
And then you say, nigga, shut up.
Like, if you don't shut your
it's totally a homie, don't play that. Cisco is, I mean, Peter is dirty.
No, the thing about him is
trying.
He's
who?
Like the kettle.
He's still rocking K-Swiss, I feel you.
Peter is trapped in 1994.
He is the black kettle with his dirty ass motherfucking feet.
Oh.
Peter trapped in 1998.
94.
97.
I'm mad that Peter tried to act like this was the godfather and he was bringing.
He was
who?
Like, I'm bringing a family back together.
Who felt that way? You two guys need to. Let's smash it. Let's handle this. Let's settle it.
And the reason he sounded like that was because he had gonorrhea caught in his motherfucking throat. I don't have time. Anyways, so here comes somebody with common
Peter,
sense.
Peter, condoms are cheap, sir.
Whitney comes.
Cut your dick off, please.
Well, and basically his daughter told him that. His daughter came, so the smart one of the group. Whitney comes and sits down with Peter, and she said, look, I'm disappointed for my other sibling.
You have a really big
heart. This
was
just the real shit.
Your dick is out of control.
I'm disappointed in you for my other sibling. Not even for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've just accepted that you're a fucking bum bitch. But my other siblings, they have to grow up and watch this
they
shit.
Watch
and,
this
like,
too.
Get it together. Dad, will you just fucking cut your dick off?
Cut it off.
Low-key.
Pull a fucking Bruce Jenner and fucking, like, get it together.
Pull a Bruce Jenner. He ain't cut it yet.
No.
He still got it. He's still got it.
He's still hanging low.
And he had the nerve to say that makes him feel like less of a man. So being homeless, unemployed, having 65 children with 64 different women does not make you feel like less of a man.
Lord.
But clipping your shit does. I don't
leave Peter alone. Peter can't leave himself alone. Right. He can't leave these bitches alone.
Here's the deal, though. Anytime your child, the one that you birthed from, came from your ball sack, because that's where they started. That's graphic. Anytime your child looks at you and says, hey, I'm
you're
disappointed.
Failing.
Anytime that your child looks like a mistress of yours, like, we should just be worried. You know what I mean? We should be questioning what the fuck is going on
Lord,
in her life. Anyways,
Lord.
So she says, bitch, you spread,
Lord.
Bitch, this is what she should have said. She said, motherfucker, look, you spread yourself too motherfucking thin. You take away from all the motherfucking siblings. It's sad. It's sad that this is your life story. He said, this is my life story. And that's sad.
In.
And that's sad.
You know, the thing go. About Peter is he's trying to get, you know, a second
what?
Show.
What
is he
trying to
show?
All in the family.
Peter, Tara, and Amina in it, plus eight.
Addiction.
And all the other
parents
that he's got.
Yes, bitch, all in the family. Can we acknowledge the fact that even after this bullshit with Creepo Co. and Broke Pennies, these crusty old motherfuckers still toast to Creepo. You know, I can't.
No, it's disgusting. I agree.
Oh, I can't, y'all. Thank you.
She looks like Tara.
You know what I...
Who's Chinky?
You know what was...
The daughter?
You know what was so disgusting?
No. For Whitney.
No, no, don't go at Whitney.
Don't do that.
It was
she
really disgusting
like
because I looked at Peter's face and his tone of voice. as he was talking to his daughter.
Why are you gonna
and
even,
he was
like,
running. I gotta analyze. All this right. is what we're doing with the show, guys. I gotta analyze this kind of shit.
Peter's a murderer.
Give us the straight man perspective.
You know? He was running the same game
on his daughter.
On his daughter.
Disgusting.
That he runs on the rest of these chicks.
Yes.
He just fell into it. It's so natural.
Yeah, he's like, he's a sociopath and he needs to be committed.
He
and
felt, it was so natural that he was like, oh, it's a girl. She's crying. Run that game. It's
he said, don't say play. That. Don't say a vasectomy because you make me feel less than a man. You should have felt less than a man when you fucking having all these motherfucking kids and prove that you couldn't be a man.
You know what I wanted his daughter to say?
Throw that down.
You're my father. You're my father. You're my. Just over and over again until he fucking got it.
Right.
Until it like sank in. Like
CC like Freak. CC Freak said Peter's show is called My Little Village.
My Little Village? Peter but, in the Purple know, Village.
We live, my baby mama lives right.
You're welcome,
there.
Caitlin Monroe.
He just lives in the courtyard and all the baby mamas is around with all the babies.
I can't. Literally.
Whatever.
My goodness.
It is so gross. I totally agree, Larry Moore.
Y'all, and you want to see the SVU episode with John Stamos and that impregnating all those women?
Mm. Oh, Caitlin, you got it, girl.
Peter has
girl,
30,
y'all can check out our SVU
kids.
After show on AfterBuzz TV. Yes. I do that one, too.
Peter John's my show up.
Anyways, let's talk about Remy Ma and Rob.
Yay, I got a dress.
First of all, I love Remy Ma. I don't ever want to come for her, but girl, that hat made you look like Seussical the Musical
but
Girl.
Lots of people have the
no. You're talking about
the pom pom.
Talking about the pom pom on this.
I don't care if lots of people have it.
It was kind of old. Like that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Now that it came out this year, are they trying to make it work.
Remy, I just wanted to be known that I thought that segment was really cute.
I thought it was cute. I'm talking about her fucking hat, and I'm talking about Raw motherfucking.
You talking about Raw's outfit?
Fake ass Raw
dress
Digga
with her beret
with the motherfucking formation fake ass dress
and
on sale,
beret.
Looking like she bought a formation dress from the dollar store. I can't.
Looked
like a Beyonce Grammy shirt from the fucking
not the dollar store.
I went to the Grammys and all I got was this fake ass Beyonce shirt.
She put it. To Burlington. Fuck you. I spent $20.
So she got Remy her dream dress. Congratulations.
How
because
she do
you're
that in a week
trying
that?
To prove you're a real friend.
Bitch. How
bitch
did you fucking know, bitch? That this is the dress
wet,
that I wanted.
Wet.
What the fuck?
Oh yo, my God, I'm the good friend.
I don't know why they're obsessed
Misha,
with skinny.
It's time for some vagina intervention for Peter. Bitch, all he gets
no,
is
he
fucking
doesn't
vagina,
need vagina intervention.
Intervention.
That's the problem.
That could be the show.
He misunderstood vagina intervention.
He needs
intervention.
Dick to brain intervention.
And shout out to Mary Moore. Remy does have a sister named Ray Moniqua.
Yes, it was
yeah,
a whole lot
was
of
on
syllables
there.
In
Ray
that
Moniqua.
Name. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot Ramisha. What it was, but it was a lot of syllables.
How's she going to be Remy and her sister's name is Ramisha?
Because her real name might be more than Remy. It might be
Ray Manisha, Ray Moniqua. Raymond Remy. Okay.
What is Remy's real name? Because that's her name.
Raymond?
No, her name.
Everybody loves Remy.
Ramonisha, Ray Monique, and Raymond and Remy.
Speaking of broke down, so Mendices.
Mendices.
Why are we going to give Mendices 4 minutes?
Okay.
Hey, all right, 3 minutes.
Only
he's got
reason,
great teeth.
Only reason is because I got to plug my homeboy for the Iohawk. So make sure you guys check out and purchase your Iohawks because I know he's the only
purchase
motherfucker running
y'all.
Around up and
purchase
loving hip hop,
them.
Passing around them Iohawks. So shout out to Iohawks.
Wait, what are Iohawks just for our audience? Because I don't know.
That thing that everyone be riding on.
Oh, yeah, nice, nice.
Hoverboard?
Like the real ones, not the ones that be like burning in the middle of the night
and
catching
fire
shit on
fire.
I'm so mad that Mendici said, you know, I got to sit down with my man Rodney because, you know, these sneakers are a multi-million dollar deal.
Stop it.
Dude.
So now
why did Rodney talk about we gotta make
maybe.
Him pop first?
So last week he was trying to rap. Now he's trying to push sneakers.
Well, he was
multi-million
pushing
sneakers. You sound like Milan.
Well, I mean, would you buy his sneakers? I don't really buy sneakers. So
I buy sneakers.
But you know what?
I got J's on today.
Who's his demo?
I never come in here without J's on unless they Timberlands.
So you wouldn't buy
Mendices? I like the name.
I wouldn't.
You get them new Mendices.
I wouldn't wipe my ass with Mendices shoes.
You would not wipe his
and
ass.
And that's word to my mother.
Shout out to Sarah Simon. Why is Mendices not in jail yet?
He's getting there, girl. He's getting there.
You know
would any of y'all in the chat room buy Mendices sneakers?
I would.
The only thing I could do with Mendices sneakers, I feed like 400
yo,
homeless
Patrick
people on
Keen,
Skid Row.
Mendices can use his Jerry Curl
up.
Juice to slip out of jail.
Not the Jerry Curl juice. Come on. Y'all know that's
wow.
The S-Curl.
I prefer
yo,
I,
oh my.
And a wave cap.
Remember the S-Curl?
Mendices?
We all had it.
What?
We.
Apollo?
I'm shouting out all the African American young men out there. Esco, shout out.
We all are going to be in the same jail together. And the guy.
TLC. And y'all Judice? Have a reality show right there.
What's his name?
The Real Husbands of Prison.
Judice. What's his
the
name?
The Real Joe? Husbands of Prison.
Joe is in the same prison as Apollo. Or
the Real Husbands on the Block.
The Real? Love
and
that.
D-Block, son.
I would
D-block.
Totally watch that.
The Real Husbands I would watch on the Block. That.
But they're never going to do that.
Sorry.
Bitch, they could film it themselves. I told you. My best friend be fucking FaceTiming me from prison like...
What you doing, son? You gotta make sure you pick up that number so you can tell her you live with me. Did you not watch Oz on HBO? We can't watch that kind of shit. There's some
the
serious
spoon scene.
There's some serious rape situations going down. No.
Honey, that's a sex scene for gay boys. Anyways, now let's talk about the Yandy with the four kids.
What are we talking about?
About the Yandy with the four kids.
Let's Yandy came out. In with a child that doesn't belong to her.
So I was thinking all this time she had three babies, and I was informed she only got two.
So we was going to replace you because your friend knew all the details.
I knew the oldest.
Your live studio audience knew
live
all the
studio
details.
Audience
excuse
with our
me,
research.
She is a name.
Put
her
that
name
microphone
is Brittany.
Down.
Oh, turn it down,
you
don't
speak. They can't get you on camera anyways. So tell us about the children's situation.
So here it goes. So.
Okay, here it goes.
Yandy has Amir, and she has a little girl with Mendeecee.
Girl, you give me Kelly Rowland right now.
Yes, she is.
And Mendeecee's has his oldest son. I don't know his name. I guess
which
it's
is funny. The one that
it's
came
middle
in.
Middle Mendeecee.
He's on the sky
little
hold or whatever you're talking about.
Okay, so that middle son.
So we saw Mendeecee's with two kids. Mm-hmm. One was
a
candy,
like a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Well, both were candies, actually. I mean,
yeah.
Yandy.
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 Sorry, I did real
hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
Both were Yandy's.
So Amir and the girl,
yes.
The little girl is Yandy and Mendeecee's son.
So when Yandy came in, she came in with her youngest,
with her daughter,
and then also
there was the middle little boy,
and that boy is from
somebody else.
Yeah, side chick.
What?
Speak.
So he had an accidental slip up on some vagina while he was slightly broken up with Yandy. And
hey,
that,
listen, man.
Honey, that like wow, we was playing for
into
the
a child
so that's
almost the same
from.
Age as Yandy's first baby. Like they're close in age.
Right. That's
yes. Shout out to Sarah Simon. You figuring it out, bitch.
Thank you, girl.
Stepmother.
Caitlin, I thought so too.
So he got two baby mamas, and now he got Yandy with two babies.
The thing about it is, though, Yandy, she too smart for this. You're too smart. You're too loyal.
She $15 million
too
smart.
You ain't gotta do this.
That's because
I don't believe
she's
that about
love.
Any of them.
Too much.
Whatever you're saying right now, I don't believe that about any woman that signs the contract to be on Love and Hip Hop.
It was like, as a matter of fact, you gotta bring up the little boy. The little boy was on the wedding, and I'm like, what is this little boy? Who was this random
boy? Oh, yeah.
His name is Obscene. What? Yeah, because we didn't
see
the little
middle boy until the wedding.
Because he was young.
Right.
All right, so let's move on. We gotta move on. Bianca meets up with Yandy, like, girl, the leotard with the tights. I can't.
I don't understand where that was.
Hey, she was practicing.
She was practicing, but I was like, practicing what?
They
like, you were MC
by
like,
the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yandy and
but you see, but you saw, they got choreography now.
They got choreography, but
she done grown up.
I
she's all grown up.
Look, just because you watched the On the Run tour doesn't mean you are Beyonce.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
and because we can all squat in our draws, like, that doesn't make us
right.
An Twirl artist.
I don't know what it is, but when girls say draws, I don't
see
like
later,
it.
Draws.
All right, Mo meets up with Lexi. They're talking about Bianca B.
Who's Bianca B?
Draws.
No,
young
me.
Don't like draws.
What's it called? Mo feels draws. That the split is not popping. It doesn't make sense. Lexi talking about a solo career. Lexi, bitch, don't be sitting over here trying to make your lesbian girlfriend jealous by saying, oh, you know, I was in the studio with French Montana and you ain't talked to him since.
Right.
She said she made a record, though.
She made a record.
She had something. She got something out of the deal.
She made a record.
That French Montana
we
listened
don't,
to.
We don't know if she made it with French Montana. We know he was in
he
the
was
studio.
Present. He was present.
And that she made a record.
I was making a record while French watched. And
or maybe after French left.
I made a record while French was playing on my TV.
Hey, shout
maybe
out to Lexi because she had on the...
Or maybe he tickled my nipples and then I went in the booth.
Shout out to Lexi. She had on the Hair Jordans. Those were
the
nice, sweetheart.
Jordan?
The Hair Jordans.
Okay.
You know, those were the ones with the rabbit, the Bugs Bunny ones. Those were hot.
Okay.
Hair Jordans.
Okay.
All right. DJ Self. He's focused
Mo
on...
Mo looks like Arsenio Hall.
I mean, she does.
You're right.
All right. So,
oh, wait. Before you go to DJ Self, I was just going to say about Lexi and Mo. Why was Mo pitching Lexi when she broke up? Like, when somebody breaks up with you and then they come back at you like, Yo, we really
because
need to do
this. Because the motherfuckers was like, Def Jam was like, we
you
don't
ain't
want
cute
you.
Enough to be by yourself. You
we
your
want
room.
The broke down Ashanti.
But
where
I
would have
been like, yo.
He's like, you're like, the you rapper, but she's the face.
Like, we ain't right, taking Bugs right. Bunny without Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Bitch, I need a Looney Tune. I don't need a Looney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay,
and every
you.
Time before now, we've only seen Mo rap, and suddenly.
Lexi.
Now Lexi was
Lexi's on the beat.
Bitch, that's the only label that could pick you up is motherfucking DEAF Jam. Anyways, all right, shout out to who was that? Because I want to give them credit. I can't see.
Diamond King.
All right, DJ Silk, focused on Gwyn and Fest. Cardi says, hey. Hello there, motherfucker.
I love that.
She's going to play the leading lady in his video. Stop it. She's been working on 15 to 16 tracks, which is interesting because since then,
yes,
I talked to her. She said she's been working on 30 to 40.
Okay.
Self doesn't really care. She feels that Self doesn't care.
Well, he does.
He gave some advice, though. He was like, you gotta bring me your shit.
But my question is who's winning more? DJ Self having Cardi in the video, who wins more out of that?
Self, you got Cardi obviously, in the video.
Yeah. Well, end of story. Yeah. Like, bitch, Self, I ain't heard your music.
Right.
The
right.
fuck, I'm gonna be in your fucking
right.
video.
But I think she's
you
looking
ain't
at,
even
but
sexy.
He's got a radio show.
And
yeah.
she's fucking got 2.2 million followers.
Okay, but he's still got
I
a radio
you,
show.
Girl, I guarantee you her
she's trying
follower
to get
base
well,
does
just,
more than his radio
well,
show.
Well, she just
trying to get
her own damn records for 15 seconds on Instagram and call it a day. So we get a hook and be like, ooh, where that at?
But we met her in person. She doesn't realize the power of that, I don't think.
No, she
doesn't. Yeah, nah. So she's looking
you,
at self
she,
like,
it,
you
I don't
can
think
give
she
spins.
Really does realize the power
you
of her 2.2 million
Cardi.
Followers.
We gonna make it happen.
Nah,
for you.
I want
right.
her to
I believe in you.
She needs to be around you know people
who is
who
orange
care about her.
She needs a social media coordinator. If she needs me, I got her.
She needs you
who
to coordinate
Patrick?
It into a career.
Know.
Who the fuck is Orange Soda Patrick?
Who is Orange Soda Patrick? I don't even know what that
so,
means.
It was somebody else in chat.
Oh.
Because
I'm like, bitch,
so
this ain't Keenan and Cap. all right, so who's Gwyn in? Cardi's going to be in the Self video. So Self wants Cardi to learn the music business and fuck a flash drive. I ain't doing nothing for Self until
which I like.
He hears my music. Which I feel like if you're my friend and you on this trash ass show
come
and
to
you
go
this trash ass Gwyn and Fest with these trash
buddy.
Ass girls.
He's not your friend.
Yeah,
he's
but come to the
buddy.
Studio though. Still.
No. I think they fucked like back in like 2005.
Yeah.
It was like a one time like she decided to suck his
I'm
dick.
I'm pretty sure 2005 she was like
she's
15,
hella young so. And he's hella old.
He's like 14.
No,
he's
trying to get old now.
He's
like
probably 40. In his 20s. I don't think
he's
old.
Not in his
he's
20s. 40. He's at least 35.
He might be 35.
I think he's under 35.
Okay, either way, that's still a good 12 years younger than or older than she is. And if she's only 23 years old, 2006,
yeah.
Bitch, we talking about
this
New
bitch
York.
Was 13.
Hey, listen.
She was 13.
When you're in your 30s, them little 20s be loving you.
She was 13.
Bitch, and you talking about motherfuckers from Harlem and the Bronx? I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Cardi B does need a life coach.
I mean, my first boyfriend in New
Thank
York,
you,
he was
Olivia.
30 years old, and I was fucking fresh 18.
Okay,
remember,
go.
I was fresh 15.
Lord.
Jesse's wife.
Wait, you was
AJ
a fresh 15?
Nothing but a number.
No.
Oh, you were saying?
I was like, he was also a motherfucking
We've all
let
been
me
a fresh 15
on,
at some
you.
Point.
And who?
We all have.
Girl, I was a virgin until motherfucking 19, so.
I was a virgin until
12.
I still am
14. Girl, bye. Boy, bye.
Negro, please.
I can't say that one. So, anyway, so we see Cardi rapping. And,
He said, girl, you see that?
Mariah wants to hear if Cardi keeping it 100. And Cardi says that she's mad that Self hasn't invited her to Gwyn and Fest, which
is a big deal.
Sucks, man. That's,
I mean, that's the only thing
it's
popping.
It's gonna be his loss because to me, out of all these bitches, Cardi's the only one that's gonna hit it off with me.
But she didn't realize it to a certain extent because she said, like, what I'm gonna bring all my people out for this, and he ain't even aware.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, so you kind of get it. Like, you have
she's
a
starting to. She's
you,
starting
you're
to.
You're getting it. So yeah.
But as friends,
her.
Though, you still feel some kind of way when
yeah,
it's like.
I mean,
my homie didn't even offer me that. You know what I'm saying?
I think she recognized they ain't friends.
He picked Mariah Lynn over her.
They've
so
been
asking.
He said, what's Mark Kelly said? Listen,
yes,
I don't mess with them young
he
chicks like that.
Have you ever
well, see, he was R. Kelly. He was like,
no.
Baby R. Kelly, 13 and 14.
No, know, I wasn't. I was
you
14.
On,
I was 14.
You got
y'all
peed
got
on.
It all twisted.
Stephon, you got peed on?
I ain't never been peed on.
You know, if you listen to our Roja shows, Miss English, she got some.
Did she?
She showed it.
She a freak. I wouldn't put it past the listen, I don't do the whole peeing thing. Urination
all
is
right.
He's like,
the,
I shit on the bitches.
Oh, so that's what
I be over here shitting like. On bitches.
Figuratively.
Bitch,
figuratively.
Turn
it over.
All right. What do y'all think about Moe's restraining order on Bianca?
That shit looked like as hell.
She made a photocopy.
Paper.
She made a photocopy. She can't get the actual restraining order. She had to copy something, print copy something from the internet.
I mean, I'm not mad at you for doing that.
No. Because,
bitch, how you got a restraining order and you showing up to the same shit?
And you the one always fighting people, like, ready to jump her and shit.
Or you trying to be at the same place that the bitch is at?
Or you trying to be tough. She trying to be tough. You ain't tough.
But I ain't mad that she went to, you know what I mean? I don't know what the situation was, bitch. If you went to the police, you went to the police. But own up to it. Don't be sitting over here like... Like, you gonna pop a bottle on someone's fucking head?
Yeah,
bro.
But you talking like,
what were you gonna
Mona totally set that up like a scene out of Players Club because they all back in the room with like the mirrors. Like when Ronnie beat up Diamond. You ain't seen the Players Club?
I remember Ronnie beat up Diamond. Everybody's seen the Players Club.
I'm in my head thinking because I'm trying to think of the joke.
Shout out to Lisa Ray McCoy.
I was like, oh, Mona, you doing it for real.
So we get to Gwen and Fist.
And then idiots out in the party.
And if this is a hip hop cypher battle, why are we playing LMF? Fail at the beginning. It was like,
getting the party started. They're getting the party started, Jesse.
I was like, I'm confused.
Getting people turned up to throw bottles at each other.
The prizes are endless here tonight at Gwen and Fest. Everyone here is going to, you know, the winner is going to walk away with a South Pole watch, a Lazy Boy recliner, and also an exclusive interview with me on Power 106.
I was like, oh shit, they have prizes.
And you get to take a photo shoot on the guy's white Lexus parked out front of the Gwinnin Fest. And we all know what it is. You have to get that claim that by 10:30 because valet is over after 10:30. So please.
I was going to say somebody was like, hey, he left. He left already.
He gone.
Okay, so we got to go with the red
Mercedes. The red Maserati.
1998 Mercedes.
All right.
Hey, I was interested, though.
The judges. We had A&R from Atlantic Records, Success, Remy, Rich Dollars, and Mano. And as I watched it, I was like, one of these things does not belong here. Bye, Rich.
Rich looked like an actual judge.
He looked like an actual judge.
He was drinking Sprite.
Brittany. He was drinking vodka.
Who's Mano related to?
The guy from Raheem from Juice.
Raheem from Juice.
He's like his
the
twin almost.
The more you know. Really cute, he was fine.
He looked like a fine version of Mano.
Misha, the word winning is annoying. I'm so sick of it.
At one point, I was kind of like, Mano.
The high haters.
He was the baby daddy on Girlfriends.
Yeah, you were like, oh, he's
yes.
He was the baby daddy on Girlfriends. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
The winner gets a tracking device from
a tracking device.
So, I mean, if we went down the performances, I liked the fact that
hold on. Why the fuck was Ma looking like a motherfucking Jetson with that motherfucking hair, bitch?
Okay, yeah, before we even get started with the show,
Ra fucking saw a 40-year-old bitch and decided to throw a fucking Ciroc bottle
at her. Yeah, she was like, I hate that bitch. We was at the strip club last week and she fucked my shit up. Bam!
Bang. I put Rob versus Random.
Random?
Because we don't even know her name.
She don't get a name or nothing.
No, yeah.
She like, they was, Mona was like,
Rihanna in like
smoking
50
her hookah, and like, then all of a sudden a bottle is thrown.
You want $250? I got you.
Here listen, you go. Put on that
let
Ra
hit
bitch.
You in the head
go
with
ahead.
This bottle.
She's like,
just turn it back.
Okay, cool.
That bitch stole my wig from 3 seasons ago.
She's like, Mona was like, all right, Ra, on this scene, make sure you grab the bottle
which
that
Mona
breaks.
Which Mona was in the
plastic.
House tonight.
Yes. Yeah, she was. Grab the plastic one that breaks, the stunt
bottle.
We
was at a New York City strip club, and my bitch, we had stand-up.
They was at Starlet.
My thing is like, listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Look at your face. You are 30-something years old. You look
you're
crazy
42.
As hell.
Like, I know I'm being escorted out the Gwen and Fest,
but
like
I'm,
it was
and she kept, like, tossing her hair. Like, I'm fabulous.
Like, this is like the Source Awards.
No.
She's like, I know that I could be doing better.
For
care.
Who?
It's her own personal street cred.
She's girl, you trolling your life. She trolling
you've been
life.
Talking about Mo all season for jumping into fights with random bitches that she actually got beef with, and some random hoe shows up at a party, didn't even say nothing to you, and you
nothing.
Decided
Yanny
to
was
throw
all
a bottle.
Like, girl, that could have hit
bye.
Me in the head.
I love that Yandy's trying to stretch
wig,
that.
My brand new wig.
I love that Remy's recap was, I mean, it just looked like Rashida washed Yandy's friend.
She did wash her,
she
though.
Did.
Quick.
She
bang,
cleaned
bang.
Her real quick.
She yep. did.
Bye,
she
bitch.
Did.
Washed her like her tracks. Remy was confused, said, Yandy says Rod didn't know her.
Yandy, we'll find out next week. She said she didn't know they had beef. Like, they had been in
girl, out of all the times you want to bring McDonald's bitch to the party, you
I think Yanny was doing way too much. Yeah. Oh, but that bottle could have hit me, or it could have hit my baby at home. Listen, enough. You know what I'm saying? You trying to make some type of beef?
That bitch was trying to hit my baby at home. Look, she's trying to hit my man sideways, other child.
I stand for Yandy because that was a really nice wig. And if she had gotten vodka in that wig, I would have been pissed off too. So if it's just randomly throwing bottles and fighting people in the club, I would stand for
if she said that. If she said
that's
that.
That's what she was thinking. It was the back of my head. Ross, I couldn't have seen and I could have missed
Yandy
it.
Yandy is messy. Thank you, Misha C.
Raw did what with Mendeecees?
Raw slept with Yandeecees.
Oh.
No, we don't know if that's true. Love and Hip Hop Tea. You saying that, but that, I don't know.
It could be, y'all.
They don't. I'm not. Don't go for that.
I can't see Mendeecees swimming in that.
You don't think he was swimming all that?
No. Waterfall.
Don't go make
who
a hit?
Who wants to knock down?
All right. Going into
Gwynnenfest.
Yeah. BBOD reunited. Reunited.
Yeah, my girl Lexi.
Now, here's my thing. Because, you know, clothing and situations, you know what I mean? Like, I understand. I be coming in looking crazy, too, at times. But I'm just saying, self, if you hosting a show and you going to come in looking
stop hating on his patriotic hoodie.
I'm not hating on the picture. I wish he kept that on because then he took it off and was just wearing his t-shirt.
Wearing a white t-shirt and all that belly was out, nipples.
For the night.
But my question was, is why his titties look bigger than Cardi B?
We don't want to see your nipples, bro. Put the sweatshirt back on. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So anyways, BBOD performance dress. Why you want to do me like that? Tell me what's going on. They bitch, they look like the fucking lesbian version of Smiles and South Star. Tell me, remember that? Tell me,
you know what I was mad at? I'm looking at the performance. It wasn't terrible, but when she was like, "Yo, I'm bringing out Lexi," I'm like, "Is the crowd? Is she that popping?" The crowd's like, "Oh shit, Lexi's here!"
Lexi
came back. You know what I'm saying?
Lexi came back.
Bitch, they thought Alexis was gonna come up. Alexis was gonna drive out.
And you and Alexis, you and the car. Reunited.
Bitch, that bitch came out and they were like,
so good. You're happy.
To me, so I've happy. Actually, as much as I rag on her, Mariah Lynn had the shit.
I was entertained by Mariah.
All of us at the table were like, you ain't never, bitch.
Never. Executed.
Girl, they look like a bunch of gay boys who copied the formation video.
Listen, shout out to Mariah Lynn because she wore that cat suit even though she ain't got no ass.
And no pussy.
But she was still trying to rock it though.
She ain't even did her thing.
She's like, she's and cute. I got a lot of proof because Rich is sitting in the
look like she
building.
Got a piece of plywood between her legs.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
and I do want to say concerning Bianca, hers sounded the most like an actual record that could get some airplay.
You talking about Bianca?
Sounded like a full record.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was actually done and mastered.
I just wanted to hear her rap a little bit more. Yeah. She actually is pretty decent.
But my question is, was she lip syncing?
She probably was.
And if you're lip syncing at Gwynnenfest, though.
Yeah.
But choreography.
No, choreography. Yeah, that's too much.
You know, she's not ready for all that. She's not Beyonce yet.
No,
I'm not here for that.
She needs to get on the treadmill.
She's not Beyonce yet. Hasn't been. Never will be. Will not be.
And low key, when you're trying to be somebody, you got to do it all. You gotta be able to do it all.
Girl.
Takes Sorry. A lot.
Anyways, backstage we see. We also got two other performers, Signature and Kaivi.
People we didn't care about. Shout out to know who they are. But
Bianca.
We got all right,
backstage, we get Mariah shows Lexi the snitching papers, which I'm like,
yeah.
You just carrying.
You a snitch.
Hey, no, but I mean, first off, she wanted to start a fight. You know, calling everybody dumpster juice. And,
she was horny
and bringing
for that fight.
Yeah, she wanted that fight to go down.
She was horny for that.
Are you horny for a fight? But she needs her street cred. And I think that's what Mariah's on right now.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she is the white girl feeling like
yeah,
she got
she's still the white girl. You always so going to be the white girl.
And she's Puerto Rican.
She half Puerto Rican, but you know.
But you know, Puerto Rican be calling her white.
Yeah.
They be like, she got them blue eyes.
It's like a Nicolette thing. Like,
she's yeah, yeah.
Like, be like, she trying to act Puerto Rican, bitch. She half Puerto Rican.
But how easy is it for a track to come out, though, on girls?
I mean,
a track
it depends on how it's
pulled out.
Most bitches.
Hair track.
It's not hard even when it's sewed in.
Yeah, because really? These, some of it's just clipping like it in.
Yeah, it was clipped in.
They don't be actually trying to sew it in.
Because you could see the clipping.
And with a clipping, bitch, I could. Some bitches, I've
been. A clipping is like putting a comb in your hair.
And sometimes they bobby.
Or either. Don't y'all. Y'all, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I ain't got no clip-ins.
I know you don't, girl. I love you. Oh, natural. I love it.
I just got. I'm going to get me some, though, y'all. Just wait.
But don't they do like the glue too?
So, you can.
Nobody
do that.
Really yeah. does glue. Okay.
No, but the worst is tape. My homegirl did tape.
That's how do you fucking tape? Disgusting. What?
No, yeah, and you wash the tape, but it just be looking like Lego blocks just all up in your.
Ah.
He said Lego blocks.
All right. On that note, we want to head into what predictions?
Predictions.
After Buzz TV.
You snitch, you a bitch, hoe. Ain't none of y'all rich.
You weak. You a rat.
You got a snitch with a bitch.
You
B-O-D,
weak.
Best
that was
their
freestyle.
You a weak. You
girl,
a rat.
Congratulations for you even getting that.
I did want to say shout out to Bianca. She was very grown in that situation.
She did not.
Yandy's been working on her.
Just don't do the orange. Orange nails.
Yeah, I hate them orange nails.
I mean, she ain't fully grown. She growing up, though.
Yes.
But she growing up like she watched BAPS on television and decided that going to be her nail color.
Remember BAPS?
Yeah.
Shout out to Halle Berry.
All right,
Halle Berry.
What I'm really most mad about this episode is that Love & Hip Hop actually felt like they needed to continue the winner into next week. Stop.
Like,
it.
We couldn't even get told tonight.
No.
For real,
they felt, they didn't feel like that. They felt like we literally have no content.
That's sad.
All we can do is dangle this carrot that's almost rotten and nobody
how
gives a shit
more
about.
How many episodes we got?
Mm.
Three?
Mm.
Two?
I don't know, but I know Stevie J. Well, Jocelyn wasn't there, actually. Stevie J, Mimi, Cardi B were all at All Def Jam Digital.
All Def Digital.
Comedy something. Okay. Last week. Jocelyn wasn't there.
I missed Jocelyn.
But they were filming, apparently, for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and I'm wondering how Cardi B was involved.
Cardi
in
B is probably going to hop over.
Get your money, Cardi B.
I can see her in Atlanta. Yeah. She could go to Atlanta.
No, and she said to me she really fucks with New York.
I mean,
but
yeah.
don't like L.A. And
anytime you're a stripper, though,
but that's
you can wind up in Atlanta or Miami.
Cardi B ain't a stripper no more, though. She don't need to be a stripper.
They need to do a Miami.
She was just out in Toronto.
I bet you money.
Who saw her?
She would make way more money on the pole right now than she ever made in life.
Because shut up, I went with Cubana Lust to I forget what the name of the night was. Cubana Lust is one of like the top strippers out here, dancers. Bitch, this bitch done got in, literally walked
Jesse
out on
like,
the stage for 15.
If like
bitch,
that.
If I had a pussy tits and a motherfucking ass, this bitch walked out for 15 seconds. Dollars. Literally walked out and just did a split.
And they was like, oh.
Garbage bags. We walked out with garbage bags. Look.
And Jess is like, we about to go eat and drink tonight, y'all.
Honey, I ate, drank, and motherfucking woke up the next day and had a motherfucking mimosa. Anyway.
We got brunch too, bitch.
So what are we seeing next week? Next week, the winner is announced. Remy and Yandy are going to have a conversation where Yandy starts getting into Raw. They're going to have a little... Yeah.
They want that to be such a beef so
no
bad. Nobody
so
cares.
And nobody cares.
And, then,
and
not only that,
grown.
But President's Day happened. Like, if that wasn't going to be the Remy wedding special, like, you missed out on your 3-day weekends, bitch.
And then we see
And Remy and Raw are too grown for us. And we don't even want to watch them get into a tiff.
At all.
Y'all too grown. Like, go sit down.
Y'all got, like, 12 kids and, like, all kind of stuff. You've been to jail. Like, y'all don't need to be getting in no tips. Like, y'all just need to holler and be like, hey, girl, okay, you want to go? I'm going to be a
or either just say, hey, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Okay, we're going to go this way, you go that way. Okay, cool.
Bye. I'll sit on his side, you sit on her side.
Yeah.
Why, though, is Yandy pretending like she cares about Tara?
Because she does.
Tara?
How?
They zoomed in on her getting
real. How can you not care about Tara?
She's like, easy, like this.
Easy to watch the show,
but I'm like, if you live around her though, Court. If you around her, don't you feel like no?
If I lived around her, I would close the door in her face on a regular basis and pretend like she didn't exist because that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I would feel like her stupidness would inject.
None.
Like Kim Field said, that is an infected spirit.
Infected. She needs. Can't nobody loose that but Jesus, and I ain't Jesus.
Shout out to Kim Fields. We used to hang out in Miami back in the day. She was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of mine.
Let me find out.
She was.
I know her mom.
Yandy Mendez's mom. That's and what? The ex is coming back. And
I thought she was dabbing.
Like,
I didn't know what she was doing over there. I was like, look, she dabbing in the studio?
She dab on Kim Fields' mom.
Say what?
Dab on Kim.
Dab on Kim. Dab on Chip. Yep.
All right. We got Yandy Mendez's mom and Yandy's mom and the ex.
The ex-mom with the suit. I love her.
With the braids.
I ain't wearing no suit today.
With the cornrows. Now what do they call them? What do the white kids call them?
Those are boxer.
I think
third baby mama's showing up.
I think she's gonna be on top of Mindy's other.
Damn,
see, Cardi is stupid because she's doing too many baby mamas.
That's exhausting.
And then you can't be having beef
with
Rob.
How many baby mamas bumping on the bed?
It's like
it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
How you got beef with somebody? Go get your life straight.
How you have got some motherfucking beefing?
Well, while y'all are getting your motherfucking ramen noodles correct for next week, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV. I'm drunk, high, and I just need to be off the show.
Hey.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet, and don't forget Man Crush Monday, Stefan.
I was going to say, don't you dare say that.
Don't plug. I'm just kidding. What's up, you guys? You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Holla at me at your girl, Trinae.
You're the only sober one. Look how you did yours.
You guys can follow me at Bright Eye and Clean.
Twitter and Instagram.
We all like
and Pinterest. And Tumblr and all of that shit.
Where can everyone tag you for Man Crush Monday?
Don't do it. But we're doing it, man. I am Stefan. I can't even tell y'all.
Yeah. You guys, make sure you guys remember Monday. We're Man Crush Mondaying. I am Stefan. Wait, is today Monday?
Yeah,
next Monday. We're gonna do it every week.
No, that's fine. Next Monday, we're gonna do this shit.
We're
Anyways,
doing it Monday.
Also, make sure you guys check out the Cardi B interview.
Yes,
on
check it
After
out, y'all.
Buzz TV, and yeah, like until next week.
Bye. You guys are great.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owner.